How to become more influential without being aggressive. In today's fast-paced business environment, the ability to influence others effectively is crucial for success. However, many professionals mistakenly believe that being influential requires aggressive tactics, intimidation, or forceful behavior. The truth is quite the opposite. The most successful leaders and influential individuals achieve their goals through authentic connection, strategic communication, and emotional intelligence rather than aggression. Influence without aggression is about creating genuine connections, building trust, and inspiring others to follow your vision willingly. It's the difference between pushing people toward your goals and drawing them in naturally. When you master this skill, you'll find that people not only comply with your requests but become enthusiastic advocates for your ideas and initiatives. The fundamental difference between influence and aggression. Before diving into specific strategies, it's essential to understand what separates influence from aggression. Aggressive behavior typically involves force, intimidation, or manipulation to get what you want. It might achieve short-term results, but it often damages relationships, creates resentment, and ultimately undermines your long-term effectiveness. Influence, on the other hand, is about persuasion through respect, understanding, and mutual benefit. It involves understanding others' perspectives, finding common ground, and presenting your ideas in ways that resonate with their values and goals. This approach not only achieves better results but also builds stronger, more sustainable relationships. The key distinction lies in motivation. Aggressive tactics are driven by a desire to dominate and control, while influence stems from a genuine desire to create value and solve problems collaboratively. When you focus on serving others' interests while advancing your own, you create win-win scenarios that naturally increase your influence. Building assertive leadership without crossing the line. Assertiveness is often misunderstood as a form of aggression, but they are fundamentally different. Assertiveness is about expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs clearly and respectfully, while maintaining consideration for others. It's a crucial component of influential leadership that allows you to stand firm on important issues without alienating your team or colleagues. Many professionals struggle with finding the right balance between being assertive and being aggressive. Learning practical techniques for assertiveness helps you communicate your boundaries and expectations clearly while maintaining respect for others' perspectives and feelings. Effective assertive leadership involves setting clear expectations, providing direct feedback, and making tough decisions when necessary, all while maintaining empathy and respect for your team members. This approach builds trust because people know where they stand with you, and they appreciate your honesty and transparency. The role of emotional intelligence in non-aggressive influence. Emotional intelligence is perhaps the most critical factor in developing influential leadership without resorting to aggressive tactics. It encompasses your ability to understand and manage your own emotions while effectively reading and responding to others' emotional states. Understanding how emotional intelligence enhances communication is fundamental to building influence through connection rather than coercion. High emotional intelligence allows you to remain calm under pressure, which naturally increases your influence. When others see that you can maintain composure during stressful situations, they're more likely to trust your judgment and follow your lead. This composure also prevents you from reacting aggressively when faced with challenging situations or difficult people. Moreover, emotional intelligence helps you understand what motivates different people, allowing you to tailor your approach accordingly. Instead of using a one-size-fits-all aggressive strategy, you can adapt your communication style to resonate with each individual's values, concerns, and aspirations. Mastering body language for authoritative presence. Your physical presence communicates volumes about your confidence and authority before you even speak. The way you carry yourself, make eye contact, and use gestures can significantly impact how others perceive your influence and credibility. Developing authoritative body language techniques helps you project confidence and command respect without appearing threatening or aggressive. Confident body language includes maintaining good posture, making appropriate eye contact, and using open gestures that invite engagement rather than defensive positions that create barriers. When you master these nonverbal communication skills, you naturally increase your influence because people perceive you as someone worth listening to and following. The key is to project strength without intimidation. This means avoiding aggressive postures like crossing your arms, pointing fingers, or invading personal space, while still maintaining a strong, confident presence that commands attention and respect. Strategic communication for maximum influence. Effective communication is the cornerstone of non-aggressive influence. It involves not just what you say, but how you say it, when you say it, and how well you listen to others. Developing comprehensive communication skills enables you to connect with others on multiple levels and influence their thinking through understanding rather than force. One crucial aspect of influential communication is active listening. When you genuinely listen to others' concerns, ideas, and perspectives, you demonstrate respect and build rapport. This approach makes people more receptive to your ideas because they feel heard and valued. Additionally, active listening provides you with valuable information about others' motivations and concerns, which you can address in your responses. Another important element is framing your messages in ways that highlight benefits for others. Instead of focusing solely on what you want to achieve, explain how your proposals will help others reach their goals or solve their problems. This approach naturally increases buy-in because people are more likely to support initiatives that clearly benefit them. Navigating difficult conversations and feedback. One of the biggest challenges in maintaining influence without aggression is handling difficult conversations and providing feedback. These situations naturally create tension and can easily escalate into aggressive exchanges if not managed properly. Learning to provide feedback constructively is essential for maintaining influence while addressing important issues. The key to successful difficult conversations is focusing on behaviors and outcomes rather than personal characteristics. Instead of attacking someone's character or competence, address specific actions and their impact on goals or team dynamics. This approach reduces defensiveness and increases the likelihood of positive change. Additionally, timing and environment matter significantly in difficult conversations. Choose private settings and appropriate times when the other person can focus on the discussion without distractions or public embarrassment. This consideration demonstrates respect and increases the chances of productive dialogue. Building confidence in professional settings. Confidence is magnetic, it naturally draws people in and increases your influence. However, building authentic confidence, especially in challenging professional settings like meetings, requires specific strategies and practice. Developing confidence in meeting environments helps you project authority and influence group decisions without resorting to aggressive tactics. Preparation is fundamental to confidence. When you thoroughly understand the topics being discussed, have relevant data at hand, and anticipate potential questions or objections, you naturally feel more confident in your contributions. This preparation allows you to speak with authority and respond thoughtfully to challenges. Another crucial aspect is learning to manage nervousness and anxiety that can undermine your confidence. Techniques such as deep breathing, positive visualization, and focusing on the value you bring to the discussion can help you maintain composure and project confidence even in high-pressure situations. Learning from real-world examples and experiences. One of the most effective ways to develop non-aggressive influence skills is learning from others who have successfully navigated the balance between assertiveness and aggression. Exploring personal experiences and strategies from professionals who have mastered this balance provides valuable insights and practical approaches you can adapt to your own situation. Many successful leaders emphasize the importance of authenticity in building influence. When you try to be someone you're not or adopt aggressive tactics that don't align with your natural personality, people sense the incongruence, which undermines your credibility and influence. Instead, focus on developing your authentic strengths and finding ways to express your ideas and values that feel genuine to you. Additionally, learning from both successes and mistakes is crucial for developing your influence skills. Reflect on situations where you successfully influenced others without aggression, and identify the specific strategies and behaviors that contributed to your success. Similarly, analyze situations where you may have been too aggressive or not assertive enough, and consider how you might handle similar situations differently in the future. Practical strategies for immediate implementation. Developing non-aggressive influence requires consistent practice and application of specific techniques. Implementing practical assertiveness strategies can help you start building more influential relationships immediately while maintaining respect and authenticity. Start by practicing clear, direct communication in low-stakes situations. When making requests or expressing opinions, be specific about what you want while explaining the reasoning behind your requests. This approach helps others understand your perspective and makes them more likely to cooperate willingly. Another immediate strategy is to focus on asking great questions rather than making demands. Questions engage people's thinking and help them reach conclusions that align with your goals. This Socratic approach is particularly effective because it allows others to feel ownership of ideas and decisions rather than feeling coerced. The science behind assertive leadership. Research consistently shows that assertive leadership styles are more effective than aggressive approaches for long-term success and team performance. Understanding the principles of assertive leadership provides a scientific foundation for developing influence without aggression. Studies indicate that teams led by assertive, rather than aggressive, leaders show higher levels of engagement, creativity, and performance. This is because assertive leaders create psychological safety and environment where team members feel comfortable expressing ideas, taking risks, and admitting mistakes without fear of punishment or humiliation. Furthermore, assertive leadership builds trust more effectively than aggressive leadership. Trust is the foundation of influence, and when people trust you, they're more likely to follow your guidance willingly and enthusiastically. This willing compliance is far more powerful and sustainable than compliance based on fear or intimidation. Developing your personal influence style. Building influence without aggression is ultimately about developing an authentic leadership style that aligns with your values while effectively achieving your goals. Exploring different approaches to influence and leadership can help you identify strategies and techniques that resonate with your natural strengths and personality. Remember that influence is built over time through consistent actions and behaviors. Every interaction you have is an opportunity to either build or erode your influence with others. Focus on being reliable, trustworthy, and genuinely interested in others' success, and you'll find that your influence grows naturally without needing to resort to aggressive tactics. The goal isn't to manipulate or control others, but to create mutually beneficial relationships where your success and others' success are interconnected. When you achieve this balance, you'll discover that non-aggressive influence is not only more effective than aggressive approaches but also more fulfilling and sustainable for long-term success. Conclusion. Becoming more influential without being aggressive is both an art and a skill that can be developed with practice and intentionality. It requires emotional intelligence, authentic communication, confidence, and a genuine commitment to creating value for others while achieving your own goals. The benefits of mastering non-aggressive influence extend far beyond professional success. You'll build stronger relationships, create more positive work environments, and develop a reputation as someone others want to work with and support. Most importantly, you'll achieve your goals in ways that feel authentic and aligned with your values, leading to greater satisfaction and long-term success. Start implementing these strategies today, and you'll begin to see immediate improvements in your ability to influence others positively. Remember, true influence comes not from forcing others to comply with your wishes, but from inspiring them to willingly join you in creating something meaningful together.